The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. I'm not on full holidays until the last week of July, but have been at a bit of a loss about how to fill my days. Outside activities and even fussing around on my terrace garden are out from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. because of the heat. Likewise, lying on the beach can only be done under an umbrella with the occasional dashes into the warm water. But now the summer sports events get into full swing. The Tour de France has started in Spain this year, and the poor riders have to do the heat endurance while we watch on TV in air-conditioned comfort. Then on Tuesday the 7th, the running of the balls at 8 a.m. and Pamplona's San Fermín celebration start. As I've reported before, I find it a fascinating show of human behaviour under extreme pressure or danger. I feel the bulls always win that event because, of course, they don't in the afternoon's bullfighting. Then to top everything off, we have Spain still playing in the World Cup. The next game is 9 p.m. on Monday, our time, against Mexico. The teams appear to be reaching form now, so I hope Spain can hang in. Argentina was at risk of getting toppled by absolute underdog Cabo Verde, who gave Spain grief in their first game. We love an underdog, so they are making headlines for their valiant effort. Most of their players play in Europe, but I think their magic goalie plays second division in Portugal or something like that. The story is not to give up on your dreams, as the goalie always wanted to play with or against Messi, and at the ripe old footballer age of 40, he achieved that and stopped at least 5 of Messi's goals. Spain has big populations of South American people and Moroccan, so I found myself being able to follow the Moroccan-Canadian game by the screaming and yelling from across the road in a Moroccan-run cafe when Morocco scored their goals. All good fun, although sad news for defeated teams fans. There's almost continuous direct and indirect telecasts on public TV, so one hears commentary coming out of open windows and doors as you pass by. Gosh, and all that fun, I have to confess to forgetting about Wimbledon. I guess with Carlos Alcaraz still out injured, we're not seeing much of that on public TV. But sports aside, and as alluded to here and there, we are now entering our third heat wave, or the second one, of summer. Between these, we only get a drop of about 3 to 5 degrees. And what we're heading into now in Spain looks like it's going to beat the August 2023's record temperatures. When they experienced that, we were driving around Scotland and Shetland Islands, so this may be a first for me. They predict that even where we live, it will reach 39 or 40 degrees. That means that many other parts of the country will be in the mid-40s. 14 out of 17 comunidades are on alert for the extreme temperatures. As one might expect, forest fires have started with a big one near Girona, north of Barcelona. And thousands of firefighters from Spain and Portugal fighting a big one in Portugal. So from a sports enjoying but burning up Spain, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.